Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Hoosier offensive coordinator Walt Bell, an interesting situation here coming out of spring. A couple of unproven guys with Taven Jackson and Brendan Sorsby, and a true freshman in Brock Lowry, who got some snaps during spring practice. So unproven kids that are going to have to prove themselves looking to the fall of 2023. A year ago, remember, he had Connor Bazelak and Jack Tuttle battling. So a different scenario as we look at who might beat who when the opening kickoff with Ohio State rolls around this Labor Day.
You know, I think for me, sometimes it can be a good thing, you know, because now so many times when you go into an offense and you got a proven guy, it's kind of hard to hold the other 10 to an unbelievable, you know, like a really high standard when you're not holding the quarterback to a high standard because he's been there and he's done that. When there's a legitimate competition and you're competing every day and every rep matters, you know, I think that bleeds over into the performance of the other 10.
Who's your offensive coordinator, Walt Bell? So a lot to be determined, as I say, a very important summer ahead, and most certainly this fall leading up to the 2023 campaign. Reds and Devil Rays tonight on the airwaves, pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, no getting around the fact that over the last couple of years, the football Hoosiers have been, well, among the Big Ten's worst in forcing turnovers, something that, well, defined Tom Allen's winning teams 3, 4, 7 years ago. Game-changing takeaways, sacks, quarterback hurries, and the like. If there was a player who came out of the recent spring drills creating havoc, it was redshirt senior, a transfer in from Western Michigan, Andre Carter, in line to cause a lot of opponents some trouble come fall. And as he was telling us recently,
they were never satisfied with the day we had, so we were always trying to come more takeovers, more sacks, more TFLs, more fumble recoveries, and the type of plays that we run are a lot more stretched out. So it's a pretty big difference from what I come from, as far as reading things. So I got to actually like play a lot faster, make sure my stance is a lot more getting off the ball type of stance. But honestly, it's great coming to work with those guys every day. They make me better. I'm making them better. It's going to be a great season.
He was an impact player coming out of spring. He'll also be one coming into the fall wearing jersey number 1, Andre Carter. Great kid. Hoosiers in Louisville tonight out of the Bard at 6 on ESPNU. Reds Devil Rays tonight, 6:40 pregame. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.